Welcome to the Worthiness Codes podcast. I'm your host and guide, Jacqueline Francis. The Worthiness Codes podcast is a journey of conscious conversations and powerful light code transmissions, helping you heal, activate, and reclaim your inner power, divine worthiness, and limitless potential. I am here to help expand your consciousness so you can awaken the codes you hold within to step into the divine feminine queen you are destined to be. I hold the highest intention within every episode to give you the keys to support you on your path, tap into your light, and guide you into the embodiment of your highest self. You are not alone, sister. This is Divine Girl Power. Hello, hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of The Worthiness Codes. I'm your host, Jacqueline Francis, and it's so beautiful to be back in this space with you today. If it's your first time here, welcome. The Worthiness Codes is all about conscious conversations, guided meditations, and light codes transmissions to help you step into the highest, most beautiful, most abundant version of yourself, because you are worthy of it. Self-worth, worthiness is a birthright. And I think so much in life, especially as women, we feel like we have to prove to ourselves, we have to prove to others that we are worthy of being something, receiving something. And that's just not the truth. You are worthy just as you are. And I hope that these episodes help you really start to understand that. My wish, my prayer, my hope is to reflect all of this beautiful information back to you so you can understand and you can know just how worthy you are by being yourself. You are a beautiful, bright light. And no matter what your journey looks like, no matter where you're at on your journey, my intention is for every episode to be a guiding light for you. So with that said, today we're going to really dive into it and talk about trauma, specifically ancestral trauma, ancestral healing, ancestral patterns, being a cycle breaker, all of the fun stuff, all of the stuff that is the main reason as to why not everyone chooses to go on this journey, because this stuff is hard. This part of the journey, the inner work, healing trauma, releasing deep, deep, deep wounds from not just yourself, but from other timelines, other lifetimes, from your ancestors, this stuff is real. And this stuff goes really deep. Think of yourself as an onion. You have so many layers to you, especially when it comes to trauma, and especially when it comes to ancestral trauma. And something that I just want to bring to light is people talk about generational healing and ancestral trauma, just throwing it around like it's a walk in the park, like everyone, you know, should be doing it. Everyone can do it. And yes, of course, everyone can do it. And it would be amazing if everyone chooses to do it. But the truth when it comes to generational trauma and ancestral healing and ancestral wounds is it's really, really difficult to move through. It feels truly like you're insides are being ripped apart. It feels like you are emotionally just draining the life out of your being when you're moving through an ancestral rooted trauma. And I don't say this to scare you. I say this to bring to light what this actually looks like. Because again, a lot of the spiritual community likes to sugarcoat things, likes to just talk about the love and the light. And of course, even when it comes to the darker aspects, it's always rooted in light, because you are a light being. So your light is illuminating all of the parts that want to be brought to surface to be moved through. So that's really important to understand. when it comes to quote unquote the darker aspects, the darkness, and the darker part of this journey. But when we look at ancestral healing, you as a person, you as that cycle breaker, you as the brave one that before you came down to this earth plane, volunteered to say, I'm going to clear all the shit out from my family. I'm going to be the one who decides to awaken my soul first with the intent that others follow, whatever your soul contract looked like with others, whatever your intention was for this lifetime, whatever your purpose was, the main lessons you were meant to learn, etc. Whatever that looked like, you most likely, because you're listening to this podcast, have a spiritual side to you, are interested in diving deeper into your souls and really doing the deep inner work. And I bow to you with such honor because I am that person in my family. And there are times where I'm like, why? Why did I volunteer to do this? But I say it with a light heart and a joking manner because I am so passionate about the path that I have decided to walk down. I truly feel like it is just something that is of my soul. I know this is why I came here, not to do the just to do the inner work, but to share the lessons, to share the information, the wisdom that comes with this journey. Because again, a lot of people out there don't really get into the details of it. And when you walk this path, it can be really, really lonely. So total tangent there, but looking at ancestral trauma, okay, you as that person who's going to heal it, you are able to heal 7 generations back and 7 generations prior on your maternal side and the paternal side. Within, let's look at the maternal side, you're also able to heal the feminine lineage and the masculine lineage as well. So when I say there are so many layers to you as a being, to your soul, it's infinite, right? There's so many layers that this trauma runs through, and you can peel back a layer and then the trauma or the wound or the pattern can rise back up to surface, and then you peel it back again, right? Because healing is not linear. So it doesn't happen like A, B, C, D, E, etc. It happens on a quantum level. And that's why you can't judge yourself through the healing process. You have to give yourself grace. You have to be really gentle on yourself, because the deeper the wound, the harder the process, because the deeper that layer runs and the more work it's going to take to peel it back. So looking at some of my examples that I would like to share, like I said, it feels like someone is ripping out your insides, because that's literally, at least for my experience, and I know talking to others as well who do the deep work, that's their experience as well. And I think that's the biggest indicator of what type of trauma you're working through. To be clear, when it's ancestral, you're not always going to understand what you're working through. And that actually is across any type of trauma, because trauma can also be rooted in the subconscious mind. So again, don't force anything. It's important to be gentle with yourself, to give yourself grace through this process, because your conscious mind, you as a human, might not always understand what is being brought to surface. You will if you're meant to, but you're not always meant to. It just matters. The most important thing is that you're moving through it, that you're feeling it, letting it come to surface, and then moving through it and letting it be released. That's the most important thing. So when it's ancestral trauma, it is really painful. It feels like you are healing something other than what is just yours, because again, looking at my example to share, I can sit there and I'll know it's ancestral when it comes to the surface. And I'm just repeating, what is this? What is this? What is this? And the way I do the inner work, the way I heal myself is I'll sit with myself. I feel called. That's the most important thing is I don't sit in ceremony with myself to heal something unless I feel called. I'm a very big feeler. So I feel everything. Things will literally move through me to get my attention as I need to go sit with it. So with ancestral, I've realized that it's like, it depends. Cause sometimes if it's the conscious mind, the pattern will show up in my life and then it will rise within my body. And then while I'm sitting in ceremony and knowing how deep it is, I'm like, okay, this is ancestral. And the pattern will be shown to me literally by moving through my body. Everyone has different gifts. Everyone has different ways of healing and moving through trauma, moving through things. There's no one size fits all. There's no right or wrong. A lot of people are seers. So they can see maybe like a movie play out, or they'll see symbols or images, and that will help guide them through what's going on. I'm not a seer. I don't see things through my third eye very often. With plant medicine, yes, sometimes I can, but I feel everything. So my senses get crossed, and this might be a little bit hard to explain, but bear with me. I can understand a pattern because the pattern is showing up as it's literally like moving through my body. And by it moving through my body, I'm able to connect the dots. So I'm essentially seeing the trauma play out by feeling it, if that makes sense. Again, everyone is different. You might hear the trauma play out. Again, you can see the trauma play out. It really depends. But you will know it's ancestral trauma because it hurts, physically hurts, and emotionally hurts. The tears, the emotion, that come up through moving ancestral trauma are really, really deep. And so it's not just some walk in the park. It's not like you're going to go sit down and say, okay, I'm going to heal, you know, ancestral trauma and cry a few tears, move a little bit of energy and be like, okay, I just healed this pattern that's in my family. I mean, maybe you can do that. And again, it's, you know, I'm not going to judge anyone for how they move through the energy on their side. Everyone is different. Everyone has their own way of doing things. But I can tell you that when it's ancestral, it runs deep and it hurts. But it's worth it. Sitting with it is worth it because when you move through it and you understand it, you understand what's being shown to you, you understand how far back this trauma goes, where it stems from, how it has shown up in your life through your grandmother, then your mother, than you, and then being able to see that, oh my God, I just stopped this pattern from then going on to my own children and their children and their children's children. And that's the most beautiful part of it, because you're able to take a step back and be like, whoa, I just did that. And that's amazing. When you're doing this work, it's also important to understand that it's not your sole responsibility to do this work. Right? Because it's not your own trauma. It's not from this lifetime. It's not something necessarily within your conscious mind. You have the right to sit with yourself and call on your ancestors to help you move through this. And they will, by all means, be very present in your ceremony with you to help you move through the trauma. Because again, it's not your sole responsibility. It has nothing to do with you at the end of the day. You're just the one who's like, okay, let me come down here and break it. It's up to them to help you. And if you don't ask, then they're not going to, they may not help. You always have to welcome the energy into your ceremony. That's why you always welcome in you know, your angels, your guides, your ascended masters, your council of light, your ancestors, right? So when you call upon your ancestors, ask them to help you move through this trauma. Ask them to show you what you're meant to understand. And when you are able to understand something, know that it's not your responsibility to force the information onto the other people in your family. You always, always, always should ask if they are open to receiving what you saw, what you moved through, because you are the pillar of light to A, move through the energy, right? To do the work, to release it on an energetic level, but you're also the pillar of light for your family on a human level, to bring awareness into what your family needs to understand. But they will only understand it if they're ready to receive it. So never force the information onto someone else, but you can always say, hey, mom or dad or grandma, are you interested in understanding why I think our family has, you know, so much divorce, like everyone's divorced in our family, or our family has really big issues with money, whatever it may be, however it shows up, you are the pillar of light to voice that to your family. So never be afraid to do so, but always ask for permission first, because they have to be open-minded to receive it. And what they want to do with that information is up to them. It's not up to you. You're, again, the vessel for everything to move through, to then be shared through the magnetism of your voice. So now, just like we have ancestral trauma to work through, we also have trauma of our own that we have stored in our body. The way I like to look at trauma, to put a visualization to it, because obviously energy is just energy and it's sometimes hard to visualize, is a stagnant ball, a dense ball of black energy that is stuck in specific parts of our body that is related to the traumatic experience itself. Within this ball, there are layers. Just like your soul is infinite, there's infinite amount of layers in your soul. I think trauma itself has its own layers. So the core of the trauma is the experience itself. And then the layers can be programs, beliefs, patterns that are stemmed because of this trauma. So when you're moving through trauma, you're not only releasing and transmuting the experience, the traumatic experience itself, but you're also going to be able to understand why you think certain ways, why you do certain things, why you have certain patterns in your life that you can't seem to break. The trauma will present all of those to you. And that's really powerful to understand. So just to take a step back for a minute, there's releasing energy, right? Not allowing that energy to be part of you, not allowing that energy to be in your field, detaching from that energy so that energy literally leaves. Then there's transmuting energy. Transmuting energy is taking an energy and turning it into something else. So taking something that's rooted in a dense emotion like fear and transmuting it into a higher vibrational energy as love. So there's two different ways that you're able to heal trauma. And I invite you to always listen to yourself at what wants to be done. But to actually be able to release trauma is really difficult. I truly don't know if that's even possible, because the way that I look at trauma, that is, again, from this lifetime in this body, in your conscious mind, that trauma was part of your journey for a reason. To release something would basically be like wiping your memory clean and being able to completely detach from it. Trauma, when it's a bigger trauma, it's really hard to detach from it because that memory will always be there. It will always be a part of you. What you're working on is not allowing it to affect you in the way that it has been affecting you your entire life. So when it comes to trauma,
I feel, as that trauma will always be imprinted on your soul. Because before you came down here, you agreed to learn certain lessons. So that trauma was most likely showing you a lesson that you were meant to learn. So instead of releasing the trauma, it's more so acknowledging that the trauma is there, understanding all of the emotions that that trauma is making you feel, and then transmuting those emotions, such as fear, grief, betrayal, scarcity, anger, all of those things, transmuting it into higher vibrational energies such as love, gratitude, peace, beauty, joy, light. So that's the first thing. The second thing to trauma is, because trauma has layers, the programs, the patterns, the beliefs that are sprouted in a sense from the trauma itself, those are certain things that you can release, that you can detach from. Because when you understand the trauma and the trauma shows you a specific pattern, let's use an example. Let's use a trauma where you were cheated on by the person you thought you were going to spend the rest of your life with. That's a pretty deep trauma for a lot of people, right? So we're looking at that trauma. That's the root. The experience itself is the root of the trauma, being cheated on by the partner that you loved, the partner that you thought you were going to spend the rest of your life with. The emotions that this trauma caused were distrust, anger, resentment, fear, right? Plus, I'm sure a lot more, but let's just use that as an example. You were able to sit with the trauma, acknowledge the trauma, move through the trauma to understand all of the emotions this trauma is causing. Now you are able to transmute all of these dense energies into higher vibrational energies. Love, joy, peace, forgiveness, right? And to be able to do that is to be able to forgive the person that caused you the pain, is to be grateful for the experience for itself, because it got you to where you are today. And it's going to get you to where you're meant to be, because most likely you were not meant to be with that person anyway. So the experience in itself helped move you into another timeline with the person that you were meant to be with. So it's moving through the trauma in that way to get you to a higher vibrational place within the trauma, to allow the trauma, to allow this black ball of energy to become lighter, to now become a ball of white light, right? So now that you moved through that, you're able to now understand more of the aspects associated with the trauma. So you can look at certain patterns, certain beliefs, certain programming. So let's look at a pattern, for an example. The pattern that you might see is that you continuously get cheated on by your partners. Why is that? It's because you never sat with the trauma itself, right? You never forgave the person. You held this belief within you that on repeat in your mind, I've gotten cheated on before, I'll probably get cheated on again. And what's happening is a pattern where you get cheated on again and again and again. So now it's acknowledging that pattern and saying, oh, no, 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 no. I acknowledge this pattern. I no longer want to be part of this pattern. I completely release this pattern from being part of my story. Letting that old story go. That's the releasing of it. It's literally acknowledging it, bringing it to your field, to your mind's eye, to your conscious mind's thinking, right? Acknowledging it and saying, thank you, but no thank you, no more. I no longer will repeat that pattern because I now understand the root of it. And I've chosen, because I am in my power, I am in my light, I have chosen to forgive the person who caused the root of the trauma, the experience itself. I have chosen to transmute all of the energies that that trauma was making me feel into higher vibrational energies. And now I recognize the pattern. And so therefore, I release the pattern. And this is a tool to move through all traumas that come to surface. And it's a really beautiful way to do it. And everyone has their own tools in their toolbox. So the more you go on your ascension journey, the more you peel back the layers to your soul, the more you awaken, your gifts will start to come online. You are your own healer. You are able to heal yourself. You are an alchemist. You are able to alchemize energy to transmute it from one thing into something so much better. That is you. You are able to do that. So if you haven't listened to 2 episodes ago about the ascension journey and awakening your soul, I invite you to do that. If this is of interest to you, to be able to sit with yourself and move through energy, ancestral trauma, trauma of your own, because healing yourself is truly a superpower. It is the most beautiful thing that you can do for your own being, because you will grow so much as a person, as a soul. Your physical body will change. It will truly change. And you get to stand in your light. You get to move through life, not holding on, not prisoner to these traumas, not prisoner to these dense energies, but being a pillar of light, being a being of love, moving through life through the lens of joy and peace. To forgive someone is really hard for humans, but it shouldn't be, because it is causing you so much more harm than good to hold on to that resentment. It truly, truly is. So when you can forgive someone, one of the best forgiveness practices is the Hawaiian prayer, Ho'oponopono. And the prayer is powerful. And you repeat the prayer. It's, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. And you repeat that with the person in mind that you're trying to forgive over and over and over until you feel as if it moved through you and you've truly moved into a place of forgiveness. You can also do this towards yourself. You can do this towards your younger self. It is such a powerful prayer, and you can go on YouTube and YouTube it, and there will be like music behind it. But I promise you, do yourself a favor and forgive those that have caused you pain, because you deserve to live from a lighter, more higher vibrationally aligned place. Live from love that is rooted in your soul. Live from the pillar of light that you innately are. So trauma runs deep. It runs deep. Ancestral trauma, that shit hurts. Trauma itself is painful too, especially if you had a really traumatic experience in your life and you have to relive it by moving through it, but it is worth it. The, you know, whatever, however amount, many hours is needed, however many days or months is needed to move through the trauma. Remember, trauma isn't linear, right? So it may not happen overnight. You may do an hour's work and feel better. And then 2-3 weeks later, something triggers you and you're pulled right back into that trauma. It's the trauma speaking to you that there's still more layers that need to be worked through. And that's okay. That's what this journey is all about. I'll say it again. I know I've said it before. It's a constant upward spiral. You will always be riding the waves. You will have highs and you will have lows, but on the way down on those lows, you were still higher vibrationally than you were yesterday. I also want to talk about detachment, but I think I'm going to actually save that for another episode because I don't want to throw too much at you at once. I want to just focus this on trauma. But I think that will be another episode because, like I was talking about, when you move through your trauma, choosing to detach from a pattern, that is a master skill. Humans are attached to everything, to people, to places, to things, right? We are attached to everything. So to be able to detach from a lot of things in your life is so powerful. And I've gone through a big journey of that within my journey of becoming, within my ascension journey. So I'm going to save that for another episode. But I think that's all that wanted to be shared today with trauma. Just know, always call on your angels, your guides, your ancestors, your team and spirit, right? When you work through trauma, it's always good to set a crystalline grid around your space, around your body, around your soul on a multidimensional level. I call in the archangels and the seven sacred directions to anchor into that space, to only allow love and light to come into the space, because I go really deep when I do the work and I always need to feel safe to allow myself to go to those depths. So always, always, always set your space, call for support, light a candle. That is the most important thing. You don't need crystals. You don't need healing tools. Lighting a candle, and I would say like sage and incense, those are probably the most important things. And then journal, right? There's integration within this as well. So when you're working through the actual healing of the trauma, moving through the trauma itself, you have to allow your mind to go. Like you have to ask your ego to sit in the corner because you can't force anything. You don't want your mind to control you here. Don't try to think of things as you're healing. Allow yourself to just feel and move through it and cry and scream and do what you have to do to move through it. And then is the integration process, right? The integration process is really important because it's allowing the energy that was moved through to settle within your being. It's allowing the energy that was moved through to rise to your conscious mind so then you can understand it through a deeper lens. So meditating, journaling, spending time in nature, quieting your mind, not numbing yourself with TV or even music too. Like don't numb yourself. Allow yourself to integrate it by feeling what else wants to come to surface. And you will be very surprised that if you understood nothing in ceremony, you had no idea, maybe it was a subconscious trauma or an ancestral trauma that you weren't shown anything. You're just like, shit, this hurts. I have no idea why I'm crying. Like I feel like it's the end of the world. I don't understand any of it. Then days later, as you're integrating, you can be journaling. And then all of a sudden, the insights come up and you're like, oh my God, I understand. So that's why integration is really, really important. So don't just bypass the work, because if you do the inner work, beautiful. Thank you for doing that. Your soul, your body, your being will love you for doing it. But if you don't integrate, that work is like it's never even happened because you're not fully understanding what you did, why you did it, how you're going to, you know, things that you're going to need to change moving forward. And then also on like a physical and energetic level, you need that reset. You need that recalibration for your body. So again, it's important to spend time in nature, to not numb yourself, to drink a lot of water, to eat clean. This is it's a process. It's a process. And I know this process really well because I allowed myself to go into a cave pretty much for 6 months. And I allowed whatever wanted to move through me to come to surface, where I sat in ceremony with myself for 2 to 3 times a month with integration in between. And it was a lot. and my body is, I feel amazing, but I know that my body needs nourishment and it needs a break, and it deserves a break because we're human at the end of the day, right? You deserve to live in your light, in your joy body. But I went through that journey in the time that I did on a linear level in human time for a very specific reason. And I will share more of that with you guys very soon, I promise. But it was all for a very specific reason, and I am grateful for it. I am so grateful for it. So I promise you, you will get through these ceremonies. You will get through the dark aspects of healing. You will get through the trauma work, and you deserve to do it. Don't run from it. Don't hide from it. Don't bury it down, because not only is it bad and causes disease and illness, but because you deserve to live from a place where you are no longer prisoner to it. And you deserve to break those patterns. If you feel called to break those cycles, to break those patterns, you deserve to. But it's not up to you. So always call on your ancestors. Remember that. But you deserve it. You deserve to live from this beautiful place and to just be fully in your power, fully in your light. If you haven't done this work before and you feel called to it and you sit with it and you move through it, you will see just how powerful you are. You will see that you are an alchemist. And give yourself grace. Be patient with yourself. Be very patient with yourself, because it's usually not just a one-time fix-all. You have specific tools in your toolbox. The more you go down this ascension journey, those gifts, those tools will come to surface. For me, it's sacred sounds. I use sounds to really move the energy, and it's my biggest tool. It's my biggest tool. And before that gift was remembered, moving energy was a lot different for me. So always just be patient with yourself and know that you are a pillar of light illuminating all of the darkness to surface, right? So never be afraid. Always call on support. Always set your space. Always stand in your light. Move through your heart. Anchor into the earth. You have so much support around you. And I am bowing so, 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 so deeply to you on this journey. And yeah, if you ever need support, I am here. So I love you. I love you. I love you. Until next time. Bye. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Worthiness Codes podcast. Part 2 to this episode, which is the meditation and light code transmission, will be up next week. Set time aside for yourself to drop in with me, as this is powerful work. I promise your soul will thank you. You can follow the Worthiness Codes podcast on Instagram at The Worthiness Codes, as well as me personally at Jacqueline Francis. Please subscribe to this show. I am here to serve. So send any questions, comments, or topic requests my way so I can be of service. I love you. I love you. I love you. I'll see you next time. Bye.